What takes up most of our parents' attention? I need a Band-Aid. Parents are running from making dinner, washing dishes, keeping up with cleaning the house, 5 loads of laundry in a day, soccer, piano, art class, ballet, birthday party, food prep. Those are just the day-to-day things that take up what the parents' attention. I haven't even gotten to the worry part that takes most of our attention. This is what consumes us the most as parents. We worry if they will get straight A's. Will they get into a college? Will they get a good paying job? Will they ever move out? Will they ever socially be accepted? What if they don't ever speak Armenian, read or write Armenian? Will they get married? Why are the kids so mean to him? Am I too harsh as a parent? As a parent, am I a pushover? As a parent, dot, dot, dot. And the worries continue. Back when I was in high school, SATs really defined the hopes and dreams attending certain colleges. Depending on where you were on the score, also scored you among the smarty pants people or not. I know it was super competitive, and I'm sure in 20 years, from what I gather, it's even more competitive. So parents, wherever you are in the season of parenting, your parenting doesn't end when your child gets married. Your parenting doesn't end when your child has a child. So wherever you are, I'm not going to challenge you with SATs right now, but I've thought of this as an acronym to help give us 3 points to sum it up for today. So I want to call them the SATs of parenting. First, saturate your time with God. Let me say this with the most clear and direct way. You know, I don't beat around the bushes and I wear my emotions on the sleeves. But this is the direct way I can say this. If you're not spending, if you're not seeking, if you're not striving, if you're not soaking in, if you're not steeping your time with God, if you're not scheduling in the priority of Jesus and me time, how will we ever strive to become the parent God has called you to be if we're not saturating our time with Him? It is a privilege to be a parent. It took me 4 years to figure that one out. It is not an obligation. It is not a chore. It is an absolute privilege. It is an absolute calling. Because God is going to use you as His tool to raise children in knowing Jesus. That's the number one goal in your life. That's the number one priority as parents, as grandchildren, as grandparents. Your number one goal, I'm sorry, it's not to get them educated and getting all the degrees and to make them financially successful. Your number one goal, other than second, make sure they're alive still, right? Your number one goal is for them to know Jesus. And how will we ever get to that point if we're never saturating our time, spending our time with knowing Jesus? If your day, get this picture for a second, if your day is being saturated with experiencing God's grace, experiencing God's forgiveness, experiencing God's love, peace, joy of knowing Jesus, then your children are going to experience grace, love, joy, peace from you. So saturate your time with God. Number two, aim to do things God's way. Get it? S-A, aim to do things God's way. Verse 33 says, but seek. Actually, another way it says, aim at first His kingdom and His righteousness. I heard this one phrase in a movie with regards to target practice. It said, aim small, you miss small. Aim small and you miss small. I think the same concept applies with parents. Aiming at or seeking after doing things God's way. In a sense, we won't be perfect in our pursuit, but we can aim small at things that need to change in our lives, in our schedules, in our priorities, in our values. So aim small, try to saturate our time with God. The more time we spend with God, seeking after Him, reading, praying, learning, making church, Sunday school programs a priority, the more our heart will be in tune to aim at prioritizing Jesus over other stuff. Saturate your time with Jesus. Aim to do things God's way. Last, teach about Jesus through our life. I love our children's imaginations. If you just sit there and listen to them and don't say a word, you'd be surprised in what they say. When I sit there and listen to Emmy talking to her dolls, she often uses the phrase, I'm saying to her, I quote, "Is that the way you should be talking?" This is her talking to the dolls. "You need to stop whining and use your words." You know, Armenian, ketni dagagamutnas, you know, in Armenian, right? We know that children are impressionable and they begin to talk like us, so saying our phrases that we use towards them back to us or even to our dolls. As parents, sometimes we have the expectation that attending Sunday school and Kids Quest and church, that they will teach them God's ways, or we hope the local youth group will do its job, will be influential. So I did some simple math, and we'll leave you with this, in teaching your children through your life about Jesus. Sunday school and Kids Quest alone have roughly 104 hours of exposure to your children in a year. I combined the two programs to give you 52 Sundays, 104 hours of exposure to teach your children about Jesus. Okay? That's not even including Sunday school going through the summer. Versus 2,288 hours of exposure with them. And I was a little bit gracious. You have 4 hours a day if they go to school. Let's say you have 4 hours a day, plus your 12-hour Saturday and your 12-hour Sunday. You know, say if your child is like me, wakes up at 5:30 in the morning, it's more than 12 hours of exposure. Who do you think is going to have more impact in teaching your children about Jesus? Do you think the 104 hours... I love what our programs do. Or do you think the 2,288 hours of exposure in your home? Saturate your time with Jesus. Aim at doing things God's way. Teach about Jesus through our own lives. Now, I'm not going to give you an SAT test to measure your score. But it's my hope, I know it's probably Greg's hope as well, that this acronym be used as a tool into teaching our next generation in knowing Jesus. So saturate your time with God. Aim at doing things God's way and teach your children and your grandchildren and whoever's other children about Jesus.